Welcome to the Joy Right Here podcast, where I share everyday experiences through poetry and personal reflections intended to help you see what is already good and beautiful in your life today. That was a long sentence. I'm Sierra, your host, and I'm also a poet, a gardener, a wife, a mother, and just an all-around person. Sometimes we'll go out to the garden and I'll show you the flowers and we'll talk about life and you might hear the rooster and the goats, but we're just going to slow down on this podcast and we're going to look at our lives and we're going to see what's there and we're going to enjoy what is lovely and what is good. So welcome. I'm out in the garden this evening and it's a gorgeous evening and I'm actually on one of the my husband is making a pathway through the garden, and to me, it already looks really lovely, but it's not even close to done. He just laid the stones out, the cement. We had cement slabs from some of the work that happened on our house, and he kept them, and he broke them up. Okay, I'm walking on them, and I probably really should not do that, because I could fall, and that could be a situation. Anyway, and so he has a path going down and around, and he actually made it possible that there's another little area that I could put, that we could put like a little flower bed or just something really fun. So it gives the garden more definition, and it actually kind of makes the garden look bigger. It is breezy, so if you hear the wind, the breeze, you know what? It's beautiful. I am really enjoying the breeze this evening. Anyhow, I did want to share something before we get into the poetry, you know, sharing behind the story and just reading some of my poems and really bringing poetry into the podcast. I wanted to just tell you a story about my, really just a very, well, it ended up really special, but I planted sunflower seeds in like the beginning of May. I believe it was the beginning of May. I planted sunflower seeds. I planted zinnia seeds around that time. And I had sprouts coming up. They were, you know, it was happening slowly, not as promising, I would say, as last spring, but it was still happening. They were still popping up. It was still looking good. And then we have chickens this year and they got into our garden, which is, I actually like them in the garden. They take care of bugs. They're fun little companions when I'm watering. But in this case, they trampled all over the new sprouts, or they ate the seeds or something of that kind. And they took dust baths in the flower bed. And so that was rough. And then somewhere along the way, I don't know when or if I planted sunflower seeds. I planted more seeds to see what would happen. I'm not sure exactly what my thought process was. Maybe the first time around, not as much happened. So I planted again to see, I'm not really sure, but I planted seeds again in the same flower bed and again ran into just it's not working out. And that was really discouraging for me. The garden felt really just disheartening. Granted, I've published a book, I've been promoting that. Or I had been in the springtime. There was so much going on. Our garden was full of our stuff, and there's still remnants around, and we're still just getting back into, you know, settled. So it was really just a tumultuous time in the garden, and I kept it up for the most part. Well, I did keep it up, but I wouldn't say I really guarded. I don't know. It was a tough time. It was just busy and chaotic, and I managed to plant seeds, and then that didn't work out, and then, you know, there were sprouts, there was something coming, and then it just didn't work. And I just remember feeling like the garden became a chore. It became a chore for me, which is, I've loved the weeding aspect of gardening. Watering is even, you know, sometimes you don't necessarily want to go out and water all your plants. But it's usually just a really fulfilling, you know, thing to do, is just to water your plants, and it's a slow paced thing. And but recently, or a couple weeks ago, I felt like the garden was a chore and I didn't really like it. And that was a new kind of emotion for me. So somehow, and I decided to return to the porch garden. Now I've kept up the porch garden kind of, well, we moved it to the side of the house and then we moved it back during the fall. Like all the plants, there's always been probably something in that corner more or less. but I had stuff going on in that corner, which was hardly reachable when we had all the renovations going on. I mean, it was hard just to get over there to water them, and the plants survived even with just the amount that I got over there to water them. So that's pretty amazing. But somewhere along the way, I just returned to that corner, and I kind of straightened it up after the chaos that it's known, and I planted zinnia seeds in pots. I returned to just planting flower seeds in pots, and those have been coming up. I do think there's something eating the zinnias. I mean, the garden has been a struggle this year, but I've protected the sprouts that I have, but it was just so beautiful. It was so surprising and comforting to return to the porch garden, really where it began, my love for gardening, and where I was able to fall in love with life, or just even like life again, to like life. And then, of course, you know, over the past couple of years, this porch garden, which we really jumped hard into on Mother's Day, which I think I may have mentioned in a podcast. I don't know. That was unplanned, which is another cool story. But of course, what started in a corner, what I have found so wonderful and I have talked about over the past couple of years, is the fact that even though this started in the corner, all this life started in the corner, it couldn't stay in the corner. It just expanded. It expanded to a rose bed, and then to flower beds across from the rose bed, and then to a garden, and then we have like a gate, and now we're making a pathway. And I've talked about how lovely it is that life doesn't stay, like it expands. It doesn't just stay put. But this spring, I've learned the beauty of life that stays put, and returning really to the miracle of a porch garden that helped me breathe again, in a poetic sense of the word, of the phrase, and just really, I mean, I can't explain this very well, other than I do believe that the garden has been God's gift of life to me. And returning to that corner this spring and seeing that, just returning to that miracle where it started and how lovely it is. I think probably that corner, even though I will probably I'll have more flower beds, and 1 year I'll have amazing sunflowers and all of this stuff. It's the garden. It is ever growing and ever expanding, and that's beautiful. But there's something about returning to where it started. And I think I'll always have some sort of pots of flowers in that corner, just to remember, like, that is where it started. And it's the place, you know, a few years ago that I really could live again. And it's the place now that is kind of it's where I'm resting, I guess is the word for it. But I mean, I will say it was certainly disheartening, and I wish I had so many more sunflowers. I'm looking at one, possibly two, a few more sprouts that maybe are sunflowers, possibly zinnias. There's one that's definitely looking, that's a sunflower, and it's going, and there's some bugs that have been eating it, but it is up there, and I think I might have one sunflower this year in my flower bed. So hard, but I've really just turned my attention away from the flower bed, away from where all this life has expanded, and just gone back to that little corner, back to where the life stays put, and then reaches forward. But just going back to that little area and returning. You might hear the goats. They're ready for their evening meal and to go into their little houses. Where was I? Yes, just really kind of, there's, and you know what, there's life other places right now that I really need to cultivate. I mean, we have a house we're still moving into. I have a son who's going to turn one soon. There's just things that I really could be turning my attention to that is so full of life. It's just not the life I was expecting to be growing up in these huge, I mean, last year it was beautiful, and I hope for that again. But this year it is one sunflower in, well, a couple more prospects, but one strong sunflower in there that's still being eaten, but it's there. But that's not even, I mean, I took almost 10 minutes to tell you all that. That's not even really the main thought that I really wanted to share with you. And that's the fact that even though life didn't expand in the way I wanted it to, like, I mean, it has spilled off my porch many times over, but this year it kind of like, it felt like it stunted in this flower bed. And that was obviously frustrating, as I've already mentioned, but my mom last summer, when she was here visiting me after I had just had my son, they had taken sunflower seeds from my sunflowers that had grown, and they've planted them down where they're at. And one of, she has, is it two, mom? Tell me if it's two. But there is a sunflower. It is really growing. I mean, it's the way that my whole flower bed would have looked, possibly, had my seeds really grown. And in a way, life has expanded over there, just in someone else's garden, and not in the way I expected. It's never in the way I expect, right? When the garden spilled over from the corner into, you know, these flower beds and this rose bed, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that. And when I'm over here trying to make something happen in my flower bed, the life to just be there and to be beautiful and to be huge, it's not happening. It's not happening. And I do believe it will happen again one of these springs, but it's not happening this spring. But you know where it is happening? In my mom's garden. And you know where else it's happening? In my friend's garden, who was inspired to plant zinnias because I just oohed and aahed over them, and they're such hardy flowers, and I believe that still. And you know what? Her zinnias, they're going to bloom soon. And so you know where life is expanding? In my friend's garden and in my mom's garden. And just hearing people who have planted flowers and just being inspired, and or just collect, I mean, the sunflower seeds that were collected from, you know, when my parents visited, it's just, it has expanded and it has spilled out and it is beautiful, and it's not what I expected. And it never is. It never is. And I think that can be really, what is the word? It's just even more breathtaking, I think, when you don't expect it and there it is. I mean, there is a joy in anticipation and expecting something beautiful to happen and it happening. That's absolutely full of joy and excitement. But there is something special about just something happening somewhere else that you weren't expecting and just being, oh, hey, I'm here. I'm life and I expanded over here. I'm, you didn't expect me, but there's this good thing happening. And I realize I might look a little strange out in my garden. I was using my hand motions, like waving. So I'm waving to no one. My hand motions, they're just, it's, you know what, if people are, my neighbors know me. They know me. They know me. Anyway, yeah, the garden isn't what I hoped it would be by now in June, but it has expanded in other people's gardens, and it has been a restful place for me to just slow down and be like, it's not as big and it's not this big thing this year, and that's okay. I'm just going to return to where it began, where that life still is, and enjoy how it's expanded, and then just enjoy where it has surprisingly shown up in my mom's garden and in my friend's garden. So that is really what I wanted to share with you. Like, it has expanded and it has surprised me. And that's the way of the garden. It surprises us. It shocks us with its beauty. It can be difficult. Oh my goodness, those birds scared me. They flew so close to my head. They flew so close to my head. Okay, we're going to end this, but that's what I wanted to share with you. And we will, the next time that we have, that I'm posting an episode, we'll have some poetry in there and I'll share behind the story and we'll pull that poetry in a little bit more. And it really is, it sounds so beautiful out here. I bet you can hear the birds. If you can't, that is sad for you. It's a nice evening. Okay. Anyway, have a good day, evening, moment, hour, minute, whatever, and go be surprised I don't know if you can like plan to be surprised. Anticipate being surprised by good things. That's just the way, that is the way God works, isn't it? All right. Talk to you later.